It's the most populous country in Africa, but students in many parts of Nigeria are afraid of going to school. Students in the north and east of the country run the risk of being slaughtered in their schools as a radical religious group called Boko Haram terrorizes the education system. Hitting areas where the rates of education and employment are already low, it's further widening the gap between the north and the south of the country. But who are Boko Haram, and what are the consequences of their attacks on schools? Miriam Alverberg finds out.
Boko Haram has been established for about 10 years in the northeastern part of Nigeria. The group came into the international spotlight in 2009, when the government killed the leader Muhammad Yusuf. Since then, the attacks have worsened. Al Jazeera has reported that more than 1,300 people have been killed so far in 2014.
It's a radical Muslim sect. In a nutshell, they reject the modern secular state in Nigeria.
Yanis Mantzikos is researching Boko Haram for his PhD thesis, and he has also edited an e-book about Boko Haram.
Boko Haram is not attacking only Christians. It's attacking Muslims as well. For example, it has been portrayed as a Christian-Muslim war, but in most cases, there are other underlying causes behind Boko Haram's motives.
Since the killing of the leader in 2009, it is unclear who now controls the group.
In most of the times, we don't really know who claims the attack, who is responsible for what. So the picture is a bit puzzling right now.
Yeah, people are quite uncomfortable and scared, and rightly so.
Dr. Jakob Udo Jakob is a professor of communication at the American University of Nigeria. Living in Yula, a town in the state of Adamawa, east in Nigeria, attacks are happening very close to the town.
People tend to feel like, look, if it could happen just 30, 50, or even if it's 100 kilometers away, that it could happen here. So generally, there's that general sense of insecurity, what people feel, that, look, that anything can happen.
A curfew has been put in place during the night.
Basically, there's a curfew, and that at this moment it's between 11 p.m. And 5. Yeah, you do have the military police and the military on the patrolling the street, and you have several checkpoints as well.
The president was in the state just a month ago, but his visit was not related to the increasing security issues people are experiencing. Dr. Jacob says people are not surprised that the president didn't address the occurring violence.
People are somehow used to that, and you don't really expect much in terms of the president addressing insecurity directly. But it's unfortunate because it should not be that way.
2 weeks ago, 43 kids were brutally killed by Boko Haram at a federal government college. The attacks on schools have had several consequences. The government has shut down some of the schools, but also some parents are withholding their kids as they fear for the security. Dr. Jacob says this is making a bad situation worse in regards to the already low school attendance rates in many northern areas.
For most of the young people, I mean, it's getting an already bad situation even worse. Because already access to education is restricted up north, unlike down south. I know several families that have actually withdrawn their children from schools. No one really knows how long this is going to go on for, and it's scary in terms of the future of these kids.
Dr. Jacob Udo Jacob from the American University of Nigeria, ending that report by Miriam Alverberg.